Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. It's Tuesday, April 9th, the season of Easter, and we're walking the Emmaus Road with Jesus. Luke 24, 25 through 27. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." Jesus was walking and talking to two people walking on the road to Emmaus. They do not recognize him and seem to have a lot of knowledge about Jesus, what's been going on in the city, and even heard the testimony from the women who said that Jesus was alive. Yet they were slow of heart to believe. Jesus actually calls them foolish here. These disciples knew it all and even heard Jesus himself speak of these things. Why were they not the first to believe? What was holding them back? Their human desire for proof? Changing their minds on what they thought the storyline was to be? Not trusting that God was powerful enough to do this? I'm not exactly sure why they were slow to believe that Jesus was alive. I see that we today are often like these disciples as well. We tend to be people who know it all. We have all the facts, yet our hearts are slow to believe all that Jesus being alive means for us. In the Gospel of John, Thomas, who insisted on seeing Jesus himself and feeling his hands and the pierced side before he'd believe, was told this by Jesus. "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Do you believe? If so, how has that changed you? How has it impacted how you live, how you treat others, what you fill your mind with? Dear Lord, our Father, you are the creator of the universe. You are the King of Kings. You are the promised Messiah. I confess I can be slow of heart. I can fail to trust you and your promises for the concrete of this world. Thank you, Lord, for your patience with us, for forgiving us when we stumble. Please help us to believe you and all you say is truth, and let it change our hearts to live differently for you. In Christ's name alone, amen.